Okay, today's stuff is Daffy Gimel, and we start this little bit back because the Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, sorry, we said Amar Rabacha, Amar Shlomo, Shlosha Dvarim. So, which it's hard to translate these words, but I'll show you what the Korban Evi says. Kolomar, meaning these things, Shehi Zira HaTorah Aleihem et Shlomo, meaning those things, Shechala Midat Adin, means that those things that are Kodesh, that the Midat Adin, meaning Hashem, that the Torah has commanded Melech not to do, Shloya Nesh, should not be punished due to them. That's what Midat Adin's involvement is here. Chilalti, I desecrated. What were they? Loya Bela Nashim, Mishnah, many wives, Viktiba Melech Shoma, Haba Nashim, Nochrid, he liked foreign women. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, what went wrong here? Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, Ahav Mamash Liznut, meaning he loved them, meaning he just loved them, he liked them, Liznut, had relations. However, Hananiah ben Achi, Rabbi Yoshua, says, Omer al Shem lo titchatenba. He ended up marrying them. I have to explain this in a minute. Rabbi Yossi Amar, lemoshcha ledivrei Torah. No, his intentions were correct, meaning he wanted to makarv them. Lekarvan tacha kneshchina. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, al Shem gam oto echiti o anashim nochriot. That what happened is nochriot caused him to sin. How the Korban Eda adds here, he ended up having relations when they were nidot, they wouldn't let him know that. In other words, he wasn't aware he was doing an Avera, and he did anyway. Okay? Meaning, not he did anyway, meaning he wasn't aware he was doing an Avera, they were nidot, and they concealed it from him. Eshkach time, you find here the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Elazar, Chada, over Yossi, I mean, they all hold the same shitta that what he did was somehow wrong. Rabbi Yossi Palig al Tlalteyon, or Rabbi Yossi disagrees with all of them. Now, how do we understand what's happening here according to the different shittot? I want to read you here the Sharei of Korban. The back he says, Velini, it appears to me the Kulam Sabri, all the shittot hold, Shigayaran, that they're all converted. These women, the Nashim Nochriot. Ella Tlalteyon, but rather the three shittot maintain Shebaal be'isur, what he did was still inappropriate. Baal be'isur, what Rabbi Yossi no, the contra Rabbi Yossi, no, he was Leshem Shemayim, he wanted Makarim the Torah. The only issue was he just simply had too many against the Isur and the Torah. Shesava Shloma, Lakarim Vehem Lo Yasiru, and he thought they wouldn't be able to stray him. Nonetheless, Vatar, meaning he made a mistake in that matter, Shulabasof at the end, Ha Mosrin, sorry, Misrim Lavavo, they ended up turning him, straying his heart. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, his initial intent was good, but it turned out bad. Okay, what about the other Shittot? How do we, let's go through them one by one to understand what they're all saying. Rashbi, Vechananya, Vrebeliezer, Baha Pligi, this is what they're arguing. Rabbi Shimon that he took them to for znut purposes, just meaning non-marital. The Losh and really married them. Umot titchaten, because these women from the seven nations, those seven nations, even if they've converted, you're not allowed to marry them. Okay, so therefore he didn't marry them; they were converted, but nonetheless he had them for znut. That wasn't appropriate. It says, Ve'ech nasa chitit. How did he marry the chitit? Because it's mentioned chitit. V'chananya sover, no, Shlomo ta'ah, he made a mistake. V'savar, he thought, be'giyutam, meaning when they're not Jewish, who the, that's when the Isur is, de'lo titchaten, avalo be'girutam. So therefore, he converted them, married them, thinking it was okay to marry them at that time. Aval ha'emet, the truth is, eino ken. El af begerutan yesh bahem lav lo titchaten, because even once they, we've just explained that for the Shevat Amim, even once they're converted, you're not allowed to marry them. And Rabbi Eliezer sober af sheba'alam bi'isur nidoten lo yadak et hadayik. And Rabbi Eliezer says also he did wrong, but he wasn't aware of it. So in other words, it seems to be both the Hananya and Rabbi Eliezer, even though what happened ended up turning out bad, well, not turning out bad, what he did was wrong. Nonetheless, he wasn't aware of the mistake. So Chananya was because he didn't realize that once they converted, they're still not married the women from the Shivat Amamim. And Rabbi Eliezer is because they were concealing the fact that they were nidot. Now, the reason why he does this is because the Rambam says clearly, Al yada datcha, do not think the Shimshon and Shlomo, they married Nochriot, whatever it was their intentions were. So that's why he explains the whole shittot, according to all the shittot, that they converted. And therefore, that's why the Sharei Korban goes every single one and says, okay, the three that seemed to be portraying it negatively, what was negative about those cases? And what was positive in Rabbi Yossi was he was mekaven l'shem shemayim, like l'shem shemayim l'gerutam, but nonetheless, at the end of the story, he thought he was able to mekarev them, but they ended up influencing him. Okay.
Can you clarify something for me?
Not really, but I'll try.
Okay. If Balbos has an Evet Ivri, he's allowed to give him a Shifcha Kananis, right? And the children that are born from this
Avadim.
belong to the master, so to speak. So you do see that there is such a thing as having relations with the Kananis.
Yeah, we're talking about marrying. That's the issue. The emissions guy are marrying, and also the Torah explicitly says it's okay in this context. So I think that's different.
I know, that's why my question. Okay.
Yeah, but we're talking looked at Chen Bam is the Isur. Okay. Well, that's why Shlomo Melech said it. That's why according to the first Shita, Rishon he had him for Znut. But that was still not appropriate. Okay. Now it says, Lo yabal lo sasim yikanav to me horses for ketiv yishlo ma'arba'im elef 40,000 orvot, which is stables of susim lemerkavo for his chariots, v'shnei masar and 12,000 for his prashim. And it says, betelim ayu, they were in excess, they were not needed, which is the issue. The hedyot, however, the hedyot is mutar b'kulam. This isurim of having too many wives or too many horses, well, that's for a king. Mashmeri, you've got a private individual who happens to be the head of a tech company, have lots of a startup and has a gazillion horses, that's okay. Now, the kesef is ahav lo yabel lamor, you have too much money. The chtiv, v'yiten hamelech et ha kesef Yerushalayim kabanim. It says that the silver, if you like, in Yerushalayim was like stones, meaning it just had massive amounts of wealth. Right? So, weren't they stolen? If they were just there, like stones on the street, if you like. So, Amar Rav Yossi ben Chanina, Avanim Avnei Eser Amot Shmona. They were incredibly large. So, in weight, it's not the type of thing someone can pick it up and run off with. Okay. Even the mishkalot, the weights that they use, the counterweights to measure things out in time of Shlomo, they didn't make them of silver, lo yoshel kesef, ela shel, they made them of gold. Ma tam, how can you know? What's a pasuk? Lo kesef nichshav b'yemei, it's ein kesef nichshav b'yemei Shlomo, the silver literally means wasn't considered. But here where the perusha in nichshav kesef, korban says, lo yo osim cheshbon, as they weren't calculated with. And how would they calculate things in the times there when they were doing trade? It was by weighing. So ein nechshav mean they didn't use even silver for counterweights. It sounded like they did it. It was gold. Okay. Tiv, and it says in the pasuk l'schok, amarti me'olal, to laughter or foolish. I say foolish. Now what's it mean? Amar kodesh baruch hu l'shoma, ma'ata azir b'roshecha. What's this crown on your head? Red mikisi, get off from my throat, meaning you violate all these things. What gives you right to be king? So Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Amar Botosha, what happened? Now I've got different accounts in the Bible of this, but it says that an angel came down, v'nima kidmut Shlomo, and appeared like Shlomo. So it was a period of his reign where there was someone else, an imposter, if you like, or an angelic imposter that was taking his throne. This is the this is the pasuk in Vayamechazer. Sorry, where is it? No, well, sorry, not pasuk. Sorry, Vayamechazer al batei knesiot, al batei midrashot. He would going from place to place, meaning shul to beit midrash. But Omer ani kohelet. This is the pasuk I was referring to. Ani kohelet hayiti melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. I am kohelet. I'm the that was king of Yerushalayim. He's trying to claim that there's an imposter there. V'havei marin le'malka. They would show him. Look, the palace. There's a king sitting there. Yativ al Basilion on his throne today. But Tamar, and you can say, Ani Kohelet, they'll makin ato, they'll beat him with a stick, and mavin lefanav ka'arat grisin, they'd give him a bowl of bean of grisin, his pound beans. The Korbanetic says, what's a pound beans? Guess what they used to give, Aniyim. So probably a short Nebuch, this guy's gone a little bit meshuga, so we'll just give him, we'll be where I've Rachmanas on him. That's what it sounds like. So Boto Sha'a Amar Vezeh Hayachidon, this was my portion. Okay, this is your first the pasuk in again Kohelet. So itamarin, what it means, v'zeh achelki is my portion. No, he's saying this is trying to demonstrate that I am the king. Itamarin says, well, zeh, my chelik that I have really, or remaining, I should say, is the Chutra is stuff. Itamar in Gundla, or Gundla got Kanye, but Gunda is his cloak. And the Itamarin actually it's his kusharte, which is his belt. Okay? Fine. That was how he was to recognize as being king. Or Mikitrogo, or who was the prosecuting angel, if you like, or what was a what in Shemaim that brought such a harsh din on him? Amri Beshua ben Levi, Yud Shebir Yarbe Kitrogo. That the Yud from the word Yarbe lo Yabel lo Nashim is what was Mekatrek. So what's that got to do with anything? What's a Yud? Why not the whole word Yarbe? So what's interesting here, again, the Shara Koban explains as follows. I want to read it inside. It says, Katav in the Yafe Mare. My time I lona Yud. Why was a Yud Davka? It says, Shiarbe Mishar Kol Otiyot. Why Davka Yud? What about the Resh Bet and Hey, or the Lo Yarbe, or the word Lo? What's the whole Pasuk? So he says, "V'nira leShlomo kibel kol sulsim." How did Shlomo get all these horses? What did he purchase them? They were received as a gift. But matana me'melech Mitzrayim. V'savar deleki isura, and he thought it's not asur to receive him as gift. Ela shlo yarbe. The only issue is if I amass them. Aval im ba, if they came my way for nothing, then maybe it's okay. Maybe it's okay to have all these horses. Or sibah acheret, Shari. De'im lo ken, if that's not the case, hava le'lemichta, the Torah should have said. Harbe susim lo yelo, not lo, but not layarbe. So the hay and the yud is being switched. Vimya kach, if I'm going to be punished by too many sources, ma'arui, it should be that I should uproot the yud shebiyarbe, it should be written in the Torah harbe susim lo yelo. So zeo time, that's why the yud is the most, if you like, passionate in his in the attack against Shlomo Melech. Because his own his place in the Torah, if you like, is being attempted to be unseated. Because again, Shlomo Melech said, "Well, if it's Yarbeh, is only if I do it myself, but I'll receive it, so I should get punished if I just receive those all those gifts." So that's why the Yud comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says as follows: Tanu Bishulam Yochai, Alas, the Sefer Mishneh Torah, Mishneh Torah lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishneh Torah, I mean, as in Dvarim came and spread itself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalav Palav, Ribono Shel Olam. Katavta b'toratcha kol daitike shebatla miktzato batla kula. Any contract that you, if you like, one word is, oh, daitike is not a contract, it's more a shiv mirah. Okay? If part of it's batla, the whole thing falls apart. So it says, so too, v'arei Shlomo mevakesh, and Shlomo Melech wants to now uproot the yud, which is exact nouns, makes a lot more sense according to the way we read the Kodesh Shara Korban. Samalok Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shlomo ve'elach yotze bo betzlim v'dvar mechane batel. The Shlomo and a thousand liking will be batel before I mevatel the letter from the Torah. Rav Huna says b'shem Rav Yochi yud shenatal kodesh baruch. It's a full stop. Okay, so therefore you can understand that's what triggered the whole harsh punishment for Shlomo Melech that was dethroned and then it was going from place to place. People didn't recognize him according to the tradition. Now it's interesting here that he says kol zeh according to the Korbanot. There's no real solid proof of the grissom and things like that. This is all Kabbalah HaYaveh done. It's some sort of tradition that's what happened. Okay. Now, if we're talking about Yud's moving, well, it says as follows. What about Yud Shenatayel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imenu Sarah? Because Sarah was Sarai initially. The Yud was taken away and replaced with a Hey. Natan Chetzio al Sarah v'Chetzio al Avram. Half was given to Sarah and half was given to Avram. That makes sense if you say Yud in Gematria is 10. Half of that is Hey and half of that is Hey. Because a Hey was added to Sarah. From in place of Sarai, and he was added to Avraham, who was named initially was Avram. Yafeh. However, Tanur Boshai gives a different price. He says, "Allah Yud v'nishtadak lemenakadosh baruch hu, the Yud that was taken away from Sarah spread itself in front of Hashem." V'amar Rebbe Shalom, "Akar tani min atzadeket atzot." I had a place in the name of this tzadeket. You've taken me from it. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Tzelacha." It's fine. You accept it. Why? Neketiva. You were by a female's name, and you also at the very end of the name, Chayecha, don't worry. Shani Tan Bashem Zakhar, I'm gonna put you in a male's name, and I'm gonna put you in the beginning of the name, Barosha Teva. Hadul Khivat says, Vikra Moshe Lehoshea Binon Yehoshua. That's a famous thing that the Luyud that was taken away from Sarah wasn't left orphaned, it was then placed by the name of Yehoshua bin Nun. Okay. Let's continue. The Katev Sefer Torah, Lishmoyser writes his own Sefer Torah. Shelo yeneot lo bishel aviv velo shel rabo. He has to write his own. He can't simply have, if you like, be satisfied with that of his father or his rav. Umagi'in, and they would check and inspect that. Oto b'sefer azara, using the Sefer of the Azara. meaning that was in al pi beit din shtum. So it was a verified and compared to be a Torah of the highest standard. Then it said, "Yotzele milchama." When he got to war, it would go out. He'd take it out with him. Shneimar v'ayta imo. That Torah that he writes has to be with him. V'karav bo kol yomah. Goyechav. It's read his entire life. V'edrim kal v'chomer. Uma in melech Yisrael shehi oseket b'tzorchei Yisrael. Neimar bo v'karav bo kol yomah. Chayav. Let's take a kal v'chomer. The melech Yisrael, who is presumably incredibly busy with all the tzorchei tzibur, nonetheless, it says that he has to read the Torah all yamav. Had your regular people that don't have that level of responsibility, he should read the Torah all yamav. Okay. Kutzibo ne'emar, as it also says, Yehoshua v'kita bo yomav v'layla, the ring kal v'chomer, ma im Yehoshua she'oskei b'tzorchei tzibur, Yehoshua was the leader. Nonetheless, for him it says, you should, if you get to Yom Valayla, you have to learn, you have to look in the Torah both day and night. Had your, somebody else who, everybody else is clearly not on the level of Yehoshua ben Nun with the terms of responsibilities and stuff, kal v'chomer, there's no one who can say, I should not be learning Torah every single day, lo kol shekel. So Melech Yisrael, ein rochvim al suso, you cannot ride on his horse, ve'en shov al nislo, or kiso, ve'en mishtamshim lo bekitro, you cannot sit in his chair, you cannot wear his crown, ve'lo b'shot his staff, ve'lo b'chad mekol mishamshav, or any of his unique things that are his. Let's call it that. Or kushemet, when he dies, kulam nisravim lefanav, they're all burnt, she'ne'emar, b'shalom tamot k'misrafot avotecha yisrafu lach. Hey, the misrafot avotecha, the minhag of the king's possessions being burnt, or his unique things that are unique to him would be like his staff and like would be burnt along with it. Okay, but in Rotina Arum, you're not allowed to see the king naked, where he's getting a haircut, and not in a bathhouse. Why? Because it says, Al Shem Melech Biofyo Techazena Enecha. That you should see the king, meaning you should only see the king in his beautiful state and not when he is bathing, haircut, where it's not exactly Biofyo Techazena anymore. So Rabbi Chinin Asar like Rabbi Yordan. Nafik lagabei levush ot nite. So Rav Chinin HaSalek went by Nasi, and it seemed to be that he was wearing a ot nita. Ot nita seems to be some sort of undergarment. Kolomar tachtito. So Amar Lehi said to him, Chazor, go back, v'levosh lagin, you should wear didcha, mishum melech b'yofech techazena. Meaning, legion, kolomar levush haray'u l'machaneh shelcha. You should wear clothes that are befitting of your stature. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan salak gabei Rabbi Yehuda nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda also went Rabbi Yehuda nasi nafek lagabei bechalukah dekitna. He was wearing a cloak of pishta. Amalei said to him, Chazor, go back velavush chalukcha deimra, wear one of wool, because mishum melech be ofer techazena. Once again, chalukah dekitna korbaneta says it was. The it was made of flax. This is more like your sweat clothes, your dry fit, let's call it that, type of clothing. And therefore, but wearing a suit or clothing of wool is what is appropriate for who you are. It says, Minafik, when he went out, Amar, he said, Amar le, Aiti Atata. Bring me a Atata. Now, Atata, the Korban says, Amar Haviuli, bring me Davar Mu'at Te'ima. Bring me something small to eat. So Amalei said to him, Shalach va'aiti, no, Shalach, you should say, va'aiti lecha, they should bring to you menachim talma. In other words, he says, La'vi lecha melechem kikar, bread from the loaf, shulashonchu, which is a much more respectable way of, a respectable thing. Aval atata is a type of language that is used, lashon ha'ani shemavkesh ha'petach. Can I have a morsel? Probably, that's probably the way, in other words, that's the way that Ani would ask for food at the door. He would ask in a much more degraded, like this lower way. He says, "You should not speak like that." Why? Because it says Torat Chesed Aleshona, meaning you should be careful. You're the one of Torah that not only in your appearance but in your speech it should be such that is of a high standard. You should speak well and clearly articulate and of high level. Okay. Minafak, when he went out, Chanina Bar Sisai, he saw the Chanina Bar Sisai, he was chopping wood. Amalei Rebbe, late hu kvodecha. He says, what are you doing? This seems to be below you. Shouldn't you have someone to be doing this menial task? Amarle umana avi v'leit li manda mesham shami shamshini. Well, I don't have anyone to attend to me. So Amarle said to him, "Ein lach, if that's the case, in lo hava lacha manda mesha lo mekabla lecha mitmanaya." That if that's the case, you should have never taken to that position, right? You should have never taken that position because why? Amalo Ashoy, im lo ayala ha mishem lishampa, lo ayala kabela lecha shlitmane lishra, you shouldn't take the position of authority. De kevensh nitmana adam parnasalatsibu, once a person is parnasibu, it's asulo la so malacha mipneshosha. It's again, the position has to have a certain level of respect, and you should live up to the demands of that respect that's required, and therefore, if you should have had an attendant, if you couldn't get an attendant, you should have taken the office. Meaning the office is what's demanding it. Okay, let's continue. Now, Tirgam Yossi Ma'oni, or you got Targum Osi Yossi Ma'ona. He's a Targum. The Knishna Tveria. He was in the Beit Knesset of Tveria. Jewish Shimon Zod HaKohanim. This is the whole pasuk. The whole pasuk, just so you know, is Shimon HaKohanim, Bikshu Beit Yisrael, or Beit HaMelech HaZina, Ki Lachem HaMishkav, Ki Pach HaYitem, LeMitzpeh V'Reshe Prusa Al Tavor. That's the pasuk of Moshe. So he breaks the pasuk bit by bit. Shimon Zod HaKohanim. Lama le'atun le'ayin, late atun, why are you not le'ayin be'oraita? He said to the queen, why not learning Torah? Lo'ay ve'lochem matanta. Weren't you given, the whole reason why you were given all the matna kahuna is so you could be free to learn Torah. So konim, why are you learning? Amulei la'bin lakum, because we're not getting anything. V'ikshivu b'nei Yisrael, the stress of the pasuk. So he went to them. Lama let atunya. So a navi went to them and says, "Look, why aren't you now giving the matnot kuhuna?" In other words, lama let atunya yahavin chaptale manot de pikidat kidit atchum b'Sinai. That the, if you like, the Torah commanded you to do from Sinai. Amrule they said to him, "Malka nasif kula, we'd love to, but the king is taking overly taxing whatever it is and taking everything away." So obeit hamelech. And then the pasuk needed for the Beit HaMelech hazino ki lachem ha-mishpat, meaning that judgment the end will be with you. Meaning lachem amarti, I've said v'zeh mishpat ha-kohanim, that I've told you this is mishpat ha-kohanim, that this is the pasuk referring to the fact that meant to get all the matanot. Okay, and therefore I've mentioned the mishpat atina leshev imahen badin v'lifsekan v'la'avda min olam, that you're going to take an accounting for not upholding this practice or the institution of supporting the Kohanim with the Matanot. So therefore, atid you're going to the demon, you're going to be removed from the world. Okay, Shema Rabbi Huda Nasiya. We've had some incidents with him already before, and he was a bit upset. Why was he upset? He was upset because this is again disrespect to the office, if you like. So and then. Having heard that it says that Reb Yossi, having heard that the Nasi was angry with him, Dachil va'arak, he was scared and ran off. Salka Reb Yochanan Resh Lakish lefayisle, he went to try and appease him, meaning to make shalom, if you like. So Amrulay, they said to Rebbe, he says, Gavra Rabahu, he is a great Rav, like just let him go. So Amrulay, Efshar Kolman de Nasha'ilay havim magivli. Is it possible that is he so great that any question asking be able to answer? Amrulay, they said, yes, he's great. He's a top Talmud Chacham, a top Rav. He'll respond to anything. Amrulay, Mahudin, then what is the how do you understand the pasuk? Kizanta imam. Again, this is again from Hosea. Kizanta imam. This is no, it's not my place. Okay. Kizanta imam hovisha horatem ki amra elcha. The Acharei Ahavai, etc. So the pasuk. So what's Zant Imam? Who's Imam? The Imam Imam Israel was Zinta Imam. The Chisari Menu Zonaita. You calling is a Navi calling Saramenu a Zona? So no. Amarle Kebat Kenima. That a daughter will in the end reflect the mother. Or Keima, the mother has an impact to reflect the daughter. Meaning Kedor Kenanasi. The whole relationship of Zanta Imam is a mashal to say that once, if the leadership is corrupted, it will have an effect, like Imam Tabita, effect on the people. Kenasi Kenador, Kohanav. So I'll just show you here the Kachador, the Korban says, V'kevench da Imam Shanasi Chote, Gorem la'ador shiuchotim. That's the influence that a leader has. The leader's corrupt, that's going to have a spill-on effect to the people. Kana Amar, Kana says, Ken kegintak ken ganana. A garden patch is a reflection of the gardener. So too the people are a reflection of the leader. So Amrali, Lord Tab de Kalili de Lord Ba Poyachazmina, isn't enough that you sort of degraded me with your drasha we said before about the responsibility and the din chashbon is going to happen for the king or the leadership that's not taking out looking out for the Kohanim. You did that Muhammad back. Now this is your and now you're doing in my face with these all the mashals that were brought along. You've done it three times. You've degraded me again because this is again reflecting if the people bad, it's a reflection on you, it's saying. So Amarle, what does it mean? What's ki? In other words, zonaita. Is it possible that Leah Imenu was a zona that you can say because Dina, Yatsai Dina, that she's a reflection of her mother entirely. So it says no. It may not have been that Leah did exactly the same thing, but because she went out to greet Yaakov after she, after the incident or through the incident of the Duda'im, according to Korbanah, that was already, if you like, have an inkling of something that is nut. And that alone had an impact on her daughter that she had to end up Yatzadina, ended up in Shechem, okay, or in Shechem with Shechem. It's actually interesting here because it could be even though the mother's intentions may have been pure, which it was with Leah, it wasn't pure. She wasn't nonetheless the actions she took still had an impact on her daughter that it would led her to be Yatzadina. Interestingly, okay. So, which is interesting because if you fold it back, perhaps we can say on the story that even though he said the arm is a reflection of the leader, even if the leader isn't a murderer per se, as we saw with that, there's still a relationship like with Leah and Dinah, that even if it was pure and intentional what she was doing, her the tzatznut or the approach that she took can still have a negative impact on Dina, just as that could be the same thing with the leader as well. Okay, maybe that, I'm not sure if that was used to appease him somewhat. I don't know. Okay, Rav Chizkiya havei b'halach ba'orcha. He was walking away. Pagabach HaKuti. HaKuti came to him. Amarle, Rebbe, atahu rabahu diudai, are you the gadol ador? Amarle, in I am. Amarle explained. Chami mat k'tiv, what does it say? Sumtasim malach ha-melech. It doesn't say Hashem points a king. Ela tasim min na'am appoints a king shavi alecha. So what does it mean? According to the Korban Edis, it says v'am lechizkiya re'eh delo k'tiv asim ela tasim ata tekabel oto la'melech. You accept it. Hachinami so too ata you as meaning you call me the gadol ador as atani le gadol ador. You made me the gadol. Meaning it's not a heavenly appointed thing. It's a people appointed, and you're a person. You made me a melech. That's what it sounds like. Another version of the story is that yes, I might be the gadol ador, not that I think I'm incredible and amazing, but nonetheless, the people have appointed me and chosen me in this way, so therefore I'm defined as such. That's another way of explaining it. Som tasim melech, meaning the malchut, the leadership, is determined by the people. And even if I feel I may not be worthy, I'm not necessarily so gadol, nonetheless, that's the way. Som tasim melech. Okay, so Hadronach Perak Kohen Gadol, Hadronach Perak Gadol, Hadronach Perak Kohen Gadol. Let's continue. Dine Mamonot B'Shlosh, when it comes to monetary matters, that is with three judges. How do we decide who the judges are? Zebra Olechad V'Zebra Olechad. Each of the Bali Dinim choose their own judge. V'Shneim, the two judges, Borim Lahem Odechad. That's opinion of Rebbe Meir. Chachamim Omrim, no. The Shnei Dayanim Borim Lahem Odechad. That the two Dayanim that we appointed, they themselves choose the third Dayan. So in other words, Machloka Remer says, how do we choose the third Dayan? Well, together, the Balei Dinim, sorry, decide. Whereas Kohen Chachamim, no, it's the selected Dayanim that choose the third one. I understand what the different basis of opinion is. So Dimei Moshosha, Amar Rabbi Zera, Shemitoch Shibro Mirat Defeskut. The whole point of why each first choose their own Dayan is so that we can come out with the most best judgment, the Din Emet. Because each of the ones that were selected will at least put pause for thought to try and find a schut, if you like, for the person that they've appointed. So that way it's balanced. Or my timer, now I'm going to read according to the Gusa change of the Korban Edi, changes it quite a bit here. It says, my timer, the Rabbanan, to why the Chachamim say that together they choose a third. Kadeshit bararu shloshtam, that the third midat got a chat, meaning or midat acheret. In the Korban Korban Eidah, it's important that the third person is like an independent, if you like, independent opinion. Okay? So midat acheret. He says, Nibra midat acheret. However, im shlishi miparer midat balei dinim, ein ashrit miparer midat acheret. It's not an independent, if you like, selection. Okay? However, my timer gives a change for the Meir, then why is it the two together, the balei dinim still select together the third? It says, lo kula minach mivchar umeisav mat at baye, ela ana ba'at mivchar umisvin madan baye. Meaning, I'll show you the Korban. It says, hachi perot ha'tayim ad re'mer ha'ad tiknu zavla, meaning zebra ola l'achad, she'achol ha'tobaya lomar, la'tobaya lav kong alev rov le'shev dayni mishi et retzeh. Meaning that he doesn't, he wants to be a fair selection of dayanim. Who says you should pick them all? Basically, each balei din could say to the other. Therefore, we should together select a fair committee, like fair beit din. Okay, it could be really that all three could have been nivarim, that could together could have chosen all three. Ella that, but nonetheless, we said we still want one selected by one party, one selected by the other, so that they will at least, if you like, advocate for the certain positions, and then for the 3 days. So in other words, I'll explain it one more time. It's important that the selection of the judges came by from three different sources. One Baldin, other Baldin, and the third independent. According to Rabbi Meir, no. It's important that really it has to be a fair selection. Why should you choose the dynamo and not me? Okay, so really they could all, the two of the Baladin together could have selected all three, but we want really to, that one would be selected exclusively by one of the parties and not the other, so that the dinamet could come at these, if you like, the two dinamet selected by one of the, each, or each of the parties separately will advocate for their parts. And therefore, really, it's at the end of the day, all three dayanim are selected by the two parties. Okay, that's the machloket Reb Meir and Chachamim. However, the Gemara says, v'kash al d'rabanan. What happens, though, of met echad, lo nimtza shloshtam mibrei midat acheret? So the question he asks as follows. I'll read the Korban. It says, if one of the dayanim died, shibadai shneim non-rotrim, but the two other dayanim would have to now select the third, correct? Or echad. Nimtza she'ein kol echad midat acheret. Therefore, you find that you won't have the selection of all three coming from different sources. Because you find that what will happen, let's say one of the original two dynam died. According to Chachamim, it's important they all come from sort of different sources, if you like. So that the first one is selected by party A, the second one is second dynam party B, and the third one is selected by them two together. So that's how they're all originating from different sources. However, if the first dynam died, and then we say the day in two and three now have to, if you like, select a third one, a replacement. This replacement will not be independent because the third Dayan was selected really by Dayan two and one together. And now this fourth Dayan is coming on to replace Dayan number one, was selected also by two, but now along with three. So it's not a completely independent, if you like, selection of the other Dayan, which wouldn't work according to the Chacham. Okay, Beseder. Karl Tov, have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.